I've got Oxfam Australia's humanitarian manager, Josh Howright, on the line right now. Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. I can't imagine how busy you guys are right now.
Morning, Ali. Yeah, there's a bit on, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I was talking to you just a little bit before off air, and you said that you'd just gotten off the phone with someone who's in Vanuatu at the moment. What's it like right now?
Up north in the sort of northern three quarters of Vanuatu, Tropical Cyclone Harold is hitting currently as a Category 5 severe tropical cyclone. So that means, you know, wind around 200, 220 kilometres an hour, gusting up to 240, 250 kilometres an hour. The seas are massive. We have reports of 8-metre high waves. We're expecting a lot of flooding, coastal damage, landslides, this kind of thing.
Yeah, right. And so were most people able to get out? Was there enough time for them to be able to evacuate, or have a lot of people had to just bunker down?
People are doing a little bit of both. So Oxfam and other organisations have been working to establish evacuation centres in preparedness for tropical cyclones just like this one. So quite a few communities are able to get to their evacuation centres, and others that are perhaps a little bit more remote or don't have centres that are up to standard are having to bunker down.
And, you know, it was only 5 years ago that Vanuatu faced Cyclone Pam, and, you know, that absolutely ripped through the island. Has the island really recovered since then, or are they just being battered again?
Cyclone Pam did, as you say, a lot of damage. It was also a Category 5, as is Tropical Cyclone Harold that's currently hitting. So, yeah, it's been a slow recovery for Vanuatu, but we see progress, and a lot of work has been done. Oxfam has been doing a lot of work in disaster preparedness, and as with the government, who's been really trying to ramp up resilience, trying to make sure that the communities are able to deal with big cyclones, big earthquakes. Last year, there was big volcanoes that caused a lot of disruption. So it's tricky trying to recover from such a devastating cyclone as Pam whilst you have all of these other disasters. It's the world's most at-risk country for disasters. And now on top of that, we have COVID-19 and all the restrictions and the restrictions on movement that are being put into place in Vanuatu at the moment, and making any response to Harold and some of the preparedness quite difficult, as you can imagine.
Yeah, and that was actually my next question. I mean, what's the recovery going to look like for you guys and for those in Vanuatu in light of COVID-19 having such a barrier?
We're still working through that, to be honest. It's, as you can imagine, with such a devastating storm, communications is quite difficult. And so what we're doing is using satellite phones at the moment to chat with people in the north to try and understand the impacts. And we're also putting into place a lot of the contingency planning that we've been doing with partners and with government. So the restrictions at the moment with COVID-19 are similar to here. People are being encouraged to stay at home, no more than 5 people meeting together, people have to stay a metre apart, et cetera. So that's going to be quite difficult when we try and get assistance out to the communities that have been affected by TC Harold. But Oxfam's working really closely with our local partners and with government to be able to do that.
Well, I hope that there is a way around it. And Josh, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thanks very much, Alex. Appreciate it.